From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox. Yesterday, Democrats running for president got their turn. They debated one last time before the first caucuses in Iowa next month. In a few moments, we will be speaking with two political analysts about the debate. But first, let's take a look at the Democratic race in Iowa. Back with us is NPR's supervising senior Washington editor Ron Elving. He joined us yesterday to discuss how Republicans are doing in countdown to caucus. He's here with us again today. Hello, Ron.
Hi, Tony. Good to be with you.
Thank you very much. Yesterday's debate with the Democrats had the same format as the Republican debate just the day before. Some of the questions were the same as well. How would you characterize the tone, though?
The tone was different in that the Democrats were placid. They did not seem to have any big agenda with each other. There were a couple of little subtle jabs here and there, but you almost had to know the full context of these relationships to even catch those subtle jabs. And at a couple of points during the debate, an hour and a half long, there were actually applause by some of the candidates on stage for each other's answers. Very unusual kind of behavior and different from the rather more tense atmosphere in the Republican debate.
Was there much difference in your view and your observation between the Democrats yesterday and Democrats in prior debates during the course of the contest so far?
Two big differences, Tony. One, they did not talk about some of the most contentious issues. Now, this was the organizers of the debate, their decision, not to talk about immigration and not to talk about Iraq. And those are two sources of differences in both parties between the various candidates. The other factor that seemed to be very much on these Democrats' minds was what we call sometimes the Iowa niceness factor. Iowa does not like negative campaigning. It has punished people in the past, particularly in 2004, where the two leading candidates in December went after each other so harshly that the voters turned off of both of them and turned to a third and a fourth candidate when they actually got down to voting in January. So all these candidates know that history. Some of them know it all too well, and they are all quite wary of seeming to be negative. So they were all on their best behavior in Iowa yesterday.
It would seem that Hillary Clinton, as one example of that, took a page from what you are describing to, in a sense, give her own, how should I say, her own take on change, which has been sort of a hallmark of the Obama campaign. And she talked about that yesterday in kind of a nice way, didn't she?
She said some people like to demand change and some people want to hope for change, but she was going to make change by fighting for change. And that word hope, of course, is very closely associated with another candidate, Barack Obama, whose book was called The Audacity of Hope, who has frequently talked about the need for a rebirth of hope. And I think there was a just terribly small little dig there for Barack Obama, implying that while he might have his heart in the right place, he didn't really have the necessaries that she would have to make it possible to really change things in Washington.
So sort of a hit with a velvet glove, wouldn't it?
You might call it that.
How many undecided Democrats are there in Iowa at this point, Ron? And what do you think the biggest factor is going to be in their decision making?
We've got less than 3 weeks to go, Tony. And I would say in some sense all the Democrats in Iowa are technically still undecided. Many of them are going to go vote for the person they think they want to vote for now. But many of the ones who think they know what they're going to do are still going to change their minds. We've seen that behavior before. So it is a much more fluid race than it might appear in the polls. I think the most important factor these candidates are going to look at between now and January 3rd is which one of these Democratic candidates, and they're primarily looking at Obama, Clinton, and John Edwards, the former senator from North Carolina, which one of them would be the best Democratic representative against whomever the Republicans may nominate in November. They're really looking for a winner. They really want a winner this time after 2000 and 2004. Electability will be on their minds.
Final thing is this, Ron Elving. What then would Edwards and Obama and Clinton and the others do between now and the 3rd in Iowa to better their chances?
There's not much more they can do. They can run ads, and they're doing that, and they'll try to get their most positive message out to the people. But there's really not much more they can do to engage the other candidates, to really try to change people's minds. They have to project a positive message, leave the Christmas days around Christmas before and after pretty much alone, and try to keep up that positive message on the ground by making personal appearances and emphasizing their own personal electability.
Ron Elving, thank you very much for that background.
Thank you, Tony.
Ron Elving is NPR's supervising senior Washington editor. He joined us from NPR headquarters. And as you know, we have been speaking with him. He, as I said, is a senior supervising editor at NPR.